Good morning. I'm Steve Mencher in for Roland Giacopetti on Sonoma Spotlight. And this morning I have Doron Havav talking about the Israeli Film Festival. This is the fourth annual Israeli Film Festival put on by the JCC of Sonoma County, Jewish Community Center of Sonoma County. Welcome, Doron.
Thank you.
Today we're talking about a film called The Testament. And it seems like it's a very philosophical, very dramatic movie from what I've read about it. Tell us about it.
So it is a very philosophical movie. It's about identity, what makes us who we are. And if any biographical detail in our past changes perspective, does it mean something about us? And also, what's the extent of the truth? I mean, is truth absolute? Do we have to adhere to what we perceive as the truth, at any cost? And so big questions here. But the interesting thing about it is that the director and the screenwriter decided to tell it as a mystery, as a thriller. So it's not a heavy, what is the truth, who am I anyway kind of film, but rather we're trying to understand what makes this whole thing tick? What details can we uncover from the past? And so it's a really well-told film.
All right. Now, one of the main characters in it is a Holocaust scholar.
Right.
And it's not unusual from my understanding, again, from my reading, that somewhere in the art of Israel there might be the Holocaust is sort of lurking in the background.
Right. There are many second and third generation of Holocaust survivors in Israel. So it makes sense that people want to tell their story and their family's story. This specific story is actually based on real thing. So the scholar in the film is trying to uncover a massacre that took place in a little village. And it is a real massacre, and there are pieces of documentary films in this feature film that are actually from a real documentary that was made in the 90s, and they were gracious enough to let the director use the materials. He changed the names of the people giving the testimonies, but still, it's a real story. And then he's trying to stop an urban development where there was a mass murder of people. And along the way, he finds a personal truth that he was not aware of at all in the restricted file area of where he works.
So a personal connection to this story pops up in the middle of it. And you're not going to no spoiler alerts here.
Exactly.
But this is the thing that kind of sounds like it binds the film together so that it's a gripping thriller, a fiction film. It has the Holocaust sort of lurking in the background, but it's presented in such a way it sounds that an audience can take it on many different levels.
Right.
And that sounds like that's the beauty of this particular film.
Right. I think it's very relevant to us here and now in the sense that we are trying to understand what our identity is, whoever we are and wherever we are. And this has a lot to do with what this film is trying to capture.
So it sounds like you're trying to encourage people who may not have a connection to Israel. You don't have to be Jewish to enjoy these films.
Not at all.
Every film that you present in the festival is something that's accessible to everyone.
Right. We're trying to bring universal themes that are told through an Israeli prism in this specific festival, but you can relate to everything that's happening on the screen because it's a universal story.
Any of the, in a few seconds that we have left, any of the performances here stand out to you?
I think the main character, he's done some work in Hollywood in small parts. His name is Uri Pfeffer, and he's a really strong character here.
Okay, I've been talking with Doron Havav about the fourth annual JCC Sonoma County Israeli Film Festival. It takes place in Sebastopol at the Rialto Cinemas, and this particular film will be on Tuesday, March 19th at 1 and 7 p.m. And what's a number or a website that people can call for tickets?
You can go to the JCC's website. That's jccsoco.org, and you can get all the details, the trailers, and of course, tickets.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today, Doron.
Thank you.